And that's where we just trust God, that he's got lots of lessons out there for our kids and that he can be trusted. And I can be okay with that.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, a war is going on. You know, gas prices are like $4.20. And I'm feeling old. But besides that, I think things are going okay.
Yeah.
The mask mandates have seemed to kind of vanished, and so that's nice. And I'm kind of in this in-between stage where I feel like I've got events every weekend for the next 4 or 5 weekends, and I'm just coming home trying to get everything together and then taking off again. I mean, I just got back from Cedarville, Ohio. It was just a 1-day event, but we were gone for a couple days, 2 days. And we had a great time at Cedarville College at a homeschool event. It was so much fun. And then today or Thursday, as you listen to this, one of my kids and I, we're not quite sure which one yet, we're headed to Lincoln, Nebraska. We're driving there for several days. I'm going to be there driving Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming back Sunday. And then we're going to stop somewhere along the way. And my uncle died a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to do this service. So I won't be home till Monday late, and then I leave again on Wednesday with my son Cal, and we're going to go to Maine, and we're driving around. It's a 3-day event in 3 different locations, and they're all far from each other. And then we get back, and then we go to St. Louis the next weekend. So it just feels like there's a lot of not a lot of in-between time, and we're trying to figure it out, and it's just hard. And I'm feeling old, Scott. Do you ever feel old?
Every day.
Every day.
Amazing. Well, I feel older every day. I don't know how that happens.
Well, you know, it's just those little comments that your kids make, or that you're, you know, I was talking to this guy. He was a family man at Cedarville. We were in their cafeteria. And there's this old guy with this white beard. I mean, he's got white beard, white hair. And he says, "Oh, yeah, you're from Danville, Indiana, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Wow, how do you know that?" And he said, "Well, I heard you years ago speak in Indianapolis, and you mentioned you were from Danville." He goes, "I'm from Brownsburg, which is like a neighboring town." And so we're talking a little while, and I go, "Did you go to Brownsburg High School?" And he goes, "Yeah, I went to Brownsburg High School." And I'm thinking, oh, maybe we're in track together or football or something. And I said, "When did you graduate?" And then he mentioned a year that was 9 years behind me. 9 years. And I'm just like, wow. Yep. And then Cal, my son, said, "Hey, Dad, you know, Dakota's grandpa is..." And Dakota's like his age. "Dakota's grandpa is 3 years younger than you are." And I'm just like, "You're saying that's funny." You know, and it just like blew me away. I don't like it. So anyway, it's just, you know, that I just don't like feeling old. And the thing is, it's not going to get any better. It's just going to be like a downward hill from this point on.
See, that's why I've been eating junk food for years. And now my wife and I have finally, she's been begging me for a long time to do keto or something with her to get better and get in shape. So yeah. You guys can all pray for me. I've lost like 7 pounds in,
all right,
I don't know, a week or so. Hopefully that rate will continue. We'll see. It's
yeah, in 10 weeks, you'll be 70 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's scary is that wouldn't be a problem, but you know, when you're watching NFL games on TV and the announcers like, "This guy's 6'5" and 230 pounds. And I'm like, wow, I'm not 6 foot five and I'm not in the NFL and I weigh more than he does.
Exactly.
That's not a good thing. So, I'm hoping that I'll feel younger in the process. So if I actually
that's
do this,
a good,
you know,
I think. There that's, you go. That's, yeah.
That was my whole point, is that I'm going to be feeling younger soon, God willing.
That's great.
Unless great. I like just go off the rails and, you know, just you find me in a passed out, you know, food coma with a empty can of Pringles and, you know, bags of M&Ms all over. You know.
That was the Nutty Professor what's his name?
Jerry Lewis.
No. Yeah. That's the original. Who's the other one? Maybe it was the Epson Minor Professor with Eddie Murphy. And I don't remember any scene except he's a big heavy guy, you know, and he's watching Richard Simmons on one of those and Richard Simmons going, "You are special inside." And then you see him reach over to a mason jar filled with M&Ms and he just pours them all down his mouth, you know?
Yes, that could be me, though. I'm envisioning more of a Homer Simpson kind of moment, but you know,
oh yeah.
I seem to identify with him in my worst moments of life.
Your spirit,
not a good thing.
Your spirit guide or whatever they say nowadays.
I don't know.
You know, and that's another thing. This is another thing that's making me feel old. Like, you know, I've spent the last 20 years, almost 20 years, speaking at lots of events. You know, we speak at a lot of homeschool events. And, you know, I know most of the people who speak at all these state and big organizations. And I was at this conference this last weekend, and there was one of the speakers, and your wives all probably know her. I had never heard of her. She has a website and a Facebook page called 1,000 Plus Hours Outside. So I went and checked out her page, and I saw that she was speaking at a virtual homeschool event. And it had these pictures of like maybe 30 or 40 different speakers. And I'm looking at all of them and I don't know a single one of them, you know, and they're all like, all their pictures are out in a field of flowers and they're all wearing straw hats and, you know, gunny sacks as dresses. And they're just like these young hippie people that I don't know. You know, all the speakers I know wear suits, you know, and look like old people. You know, I felt like I'm kind of like the renegade because I wear jeans. So I don't know.
I read that there were like 12,000 homeschoolers in the early 70s, back when you started. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But and now there's like over 5 million. So
in America, it has really changed. So. Has really changed.
It's probably a little bigger group than you're used to. I don't know.
Well, and they're, you know, they're using like the internets and
I use them computer thingies.
I was talking to one of our friends and he was saying his father, who's 96, he refers to COVID as COBIS. He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm afraid I'll get the COBIS." So I'll probably start doing that soon.
Mm.
You know,
I've told my kids I reserve the right to go just completely batty when I get old. So I'm getting pretty close. They think I'm old already, so I might as well just do it.
I know, but you're going to be feeling younger soon.
That's right. Yes. God willing.
Yeah. And that's, you try to do that. You kind of try to psych yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like Steve Martin, where you'll dye your hair really dark, you know, and start wearing shades and sell your minivan and get some kind of little sports car.
So what's really frightening is that I have this image in my head that, okay, if I lose weight and get back to my wedding weight or something, you know, let's say it all works out great and I get in really good shape, that I'm going to look like I did when I was like 22. And then I have this fear that like, actually, I'm just going to look like a skinny old guy. And it's going to be really depressing.
And that's exactly, you'll like look like someone threw a tarp of skin over you.
No. Yeah. All right, I'm going back to bed. Forget this.
That's right. Get out the mason jar of M&Ms.
Thank you for your support.
That's what Red Green, you know, that goofy guy from Canada, he said, I think I finally figured out how to beat the wrinkles. You know, he said, you just eat until you're so fat, your skin is tight. Exactly. And then he said, and when your heart explodes and they have to bury you in a piano size casket, he goes, people will look down on you and go, my, he looks young. I think you could do it. I think you should do it. I think all of dads should. You know, we all should lose weight and be healthy. But I did see that on Disney Plus that Chris, whatever his name is, the guy who plays Thor, he's doing a National Geographic project. It's called, what's it called? I can't think what it's called. But it's, the point is that you can try to be courageous and brave and daring and push yourself so that you can be youthful forever. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to work, right?
I figured just a few more pounds and I'll look like him.
You know? Probably will, you know?
All right, enough of this. Okay.
Well, that's about all I got, Scott.
Well, let's see. I have a story. My son.
Tell me a story.
A fun little car adventure. It wasn't a crash. It was almost a crash. He had his little brother in the car and his friend, and they were going to go to a movie. And somehow it was one of those on ramp, off ramp things to the highway where like the on ramp and the off ramp are right next to each other. So if you go down the wrong one, it says wrong way.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah. He did that. And he realized it right away, which was good. Because, you know, that can get ugly really fast if you don't realize that. And so he wasn't going fast at all and tried to turn around, but there wasn't enough room to actually turn around right there. And so he ended up nose down in a ditch and didn't do any damage to the car, didn't hurt anybody. The cop had a good laugh, and Luke was on the phone with my wife when the police officer showed up and was like, hey, so did you call your parents yet?
Those are not fun phone calls to make. Or get.
And Luke said, yeah, I'm on the phone with my mom. And the police officer asked for the phone. He's like, hey, mom, has he sent you a picture yet?
Oh, yeah.
So they had a good laugh, and the cop took a picture. And anyway, it was really a good experience, actually, overall.
Right.
The police officer was really nice, and he did cancel the AAA call, though, and call another tow truck that was a little more expensive than free. But it was a lot faster than AAA, and Luke got to pay for it because he's got money, and it was a good lesson.
Those are, my dad always says, the best lessons cost the most.
Yep.
And so those are good, and you know, those are nice lessons where
nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, because they should be a little fearful.
Oh, definitely. Well, and it's nice to know. I mean, when I teach my kids to drive, I try to take them out in the snow or ice, if there's an opportunity, and just go to a parking lot and say, okay, hit the gas and then slam on the brakes and let's see what it feels like to slide.
Right.
Because you need to know what it feels like when you're losing control so that you don't panic the first time it actually happens.
Yeah. So are you the teacher of your kids when it comes to driving?
Oh yeah. My wife tries a little bit, but she loses it, which is funny because I lose it over everything else, but I'm apparently calm enough when I'm teaching people to drive.
Yeah, my kids kind of prefer me because they said their mom is like a little harder. Slow down, fast, speed up. What are you doing? Yeah.
I just wish I had the brake on my side like they did in driver's ed cars.
Driver's ed, that would be a good idea.
Because it's a terrifying feeling when you're first doing it and you realize you can't fix it if they screw up and crash. And anyway, it's a fun
time.
Well,
that's kind of like, I mean, really all of parenting. You know, that there are some big things that they could crash in that have nothing to do with automobiles. And that's a little bit scary. And, you know, I mean, really, and that's where we just trust God, that he's got lots of lessons out there for our kids and that he can be trusted. And I can be okay with that, as hard as that And as difficult as that is, you know, even when we're thinking about boyfriends and girlfriends and what about this one and what about that one? And it can feel overwhelming sometimes where you see things you're, you know, or things that you don't see and you think, what if this happens?
Yeah. And what do you do with that, man? Cause like, what about like career choices and stuff? Cause I mean, I got, again, my same son, Luke is, he's looking at two different career paths. One of them, you know, is the nice, straight, successful one where he'd major in economics and then go to law school and, you know, do really well. The other one is music school and probably not a great income. I don't know. It's just rock and roll, you know, it's like, woo.
Right.
That sounds fun, but I don't know.
Yeah. And we've kind of talked about it before, you know, it is kind of that thing again that God can deal with that as well, you know, and that maybe you have to go down some of those paths to find out that's not what you want. And have a dad cheering you along the way. Because I know there are some dads who kind of freak out when those things happen. And they think it's insurmountable. I mean, worst case scenario, your son becomes wants to be a rock star and finds out he can't be a rock star. And then he goes a different direction. And that's not too bad. Same thing with us. You know, I know dads are scared to death to make any kind of choice, you know, or any... Not to be daring, but, and I'm like, well, worst case scenario, it doesn't work out and you just go back to what you were doing or go back to something similar you were doing, or you sell the RV or you sell the boat or you don't keep the house. That's not that bad. And I'll tell you, there are just some things that are kind of perspective grabbers. And I just had a contact with a mom and it was just a real light contact, but I'm feeling like we need to do something, dads. This mom contacted me and she said, through Facebook, you know, so usually a Facebook contact usually aren't, you know, real intense or anything. And I sometimes don't even see them till late because I'm not very good at checking. And she just said, hey, could I send you a couple of my books for you to review? Or she said, how much would you charge to review my books? And usually those things are spam, you know, and I usually delete them right away. But it seemed like this person kind of knew who I was, maybe. And so I clicked on her profile and I saw that she was hooked up to something like, you know, a medical something. And I read down through a few posts and it was just sad to me because she had some kind of thyroid cancer that's metastasized into her lymph nodes. And just some of her posts were like, you know, my husband, he was making this food. Because he said, I should know how when you're not here to fix it. And she said, just kind of really, you know, very mechanically, she said, I've been showing my husband how to do my daughter's hair so he'll know how to put it in a ponytail. Or as a homeschool, he said, you know, I've been showing them these, how to do this, these lessons, because this is what I'd like to have them finish. And then the reason for the books that she wanted me to review were so that, you know, she could make some money so that her family would have some money after she was gone. And I'll tell you, that's pretty heavy stuff, you know. And so, Dad, maybe if you have some ideas, I'm going to say something in the next week or so and seeing how we as dads can encourage that family. I think they live in Alaska. And they had started a GoFundMe page and raised about $14,000. But I know that's just a drop in the bucket. And I know that's a lot of books to sell to think that it could do something substantially in the future. But it's just a heavy thing. And for a mom to kind of face that and know that her time seemingly seems to be running out, at least here. And it's obvious that she knows that this is not the end. This is just the waiting spot, but she's concerned for her family and, you know, leave the husband and some kids behind. And that's just a heavy thing. And that kind of puts really our perspective. Gives us a different perspective in how we view everything. So maybe growing old's not so bad.
I'm at a loss for words.
I agree. Well, how about we just leave it on that low bummer of a note? And I need to go do homeschool PE. And I have a busy day ahead of me as I'm packing up, getting ready to go. And I have some husbanding to do. And my wife is sick, not deadly sick, just, you know, dribbly nose and feeling yucky and feeling overwhelmed by me being gone. And I don't like being gone. And if you guys want to pray for us, you know, we're trying to figure out how to do this because it has changed. You know, we all went together as a family for years and it was a great thing. It was so much fun. And even this past weekend, you know, we were debating on should we take the boys and could they stay with their big brothers and sisters? And, you know, my older sons are saying, no, Dad, they need to have the same experiences. And I said, yeah, but it is different. You know, I told him, when you were a little kid, you didn't have big brothers and sisters. You didn't have nieces and nephews. You didn't have, when we left, that everybody was going to hang around and play spike ball out in the yard or get together and watch a movie. And now we do. And so we're trying to figure that out. And I said, it's even hard for me. I used to love going out and speaking every single time. I said, but now when I go out, you know, there's a big chunk of our family left behind. And I don't like that. And yet that's how we make our income. So, you know, we're trying to figure that out. So if you pray for us, you can, and I know some of you have it. What can I pray for, Todd? You can pray for some of those things as we try to do this Family Man Ministries thing in a way that is pleasing to God and pleasing to at least half of my family. So I'd appreciate that. Well, Dad, have a great weekend. Again, February's over. Family Man Fix-It February's over. Doesn't mean you can't fix something. I just got an email from a dad who said, he goes, I didn't make it in time, but he said, I've been telling my wife we put in a ceiling fan for 15 years. And he goes, we finally got it done. He said, my 15-year-old son did most of it, but it's done. And he sent me a picture. And I'll tell you, you know, again, one of those things that you talk about and finally get done, that just conveys so much. And so, Dad, maybe you got a project that still needs to be done, or maybe you got something else that needs to be done. You know, maybe like I do, we've got to attend to some husbanding things and help our dribbly sick wives feel loved. Because sometimes things that don't seem overwhelming to us can feel very overwhelming to them. And it doesn't help them if we go, well, it's just not that bad. Come on, think positive. So I've got some of that to do, and maybe you do too. And maybe you just have some weight to lose, or you have to do something. Do it for your family. Do it because you love them and because our time is limited. And do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.